Today's date is November 23rd, 2024. This is the Fellowship Hour. It's just a little bit that I'll be sharing here. I just noticed I'm gating. Hold on a sec. Okay, it's okay. I'm hoping it's okay. Yeah, it looks good. All right, it says, for those of you on WTBR, it says, this is from Testimonies Volume 1, page 187, paragraph 1, and then 188, paragraph 1. So, it's really short. It says, God leads his people on, step by step. He brings them up to different points calculated to manifest what is in the heart. Some endure at one point, but fall off at the next. And I got to tell you, brothers and sisters, this has been something that I've seen him do for 40 years. And Fran and I together, we always worked together. And we had an idea to do this big project and literally move down the block from the home we own and rent a house half a mile from here and try to do something from home here. And we did it for a year and it just didn't work out because the Lord had us doing it in a different way, but we thought in another way. And so, yeah, some you fall in this one area or you do good in the other. And so we tripped and fell on that one, but we, you know, it wasn't anything sinful. It was just that he says, oh, no, not what I was planning. So anyway, she goes on to say that at every advanced point, the heart is tested and tried a little closer. If the professed people of God find their hearts opposed to this straight work, it should convince them that they have a work to do to overcome. If they would not be spewed out of the mouth of the Lord, it's kind of like what Pastor Elvin was mentioning earlier in regards to compromising. You know, because it's not just testing us in regards to will we do the work in this way, or that way. It's also will we believe and follow his lead in this way, or that way. You know, because, of course, that's the main crux of being a Christian is to do that which our Father would have us do because we are his children. She says, said the angel, God will bring his work closer and closer to test. Yeah, to test and prove every one of his people. Some are willing to receive one point, but when God brings them to another testing point, they shrink from it and stand back because they find that it strikes directly at some cherished idol. Here they have opportunity to see what is in their hearts that shuts out Jesus. They prize something higher than the truth, and their hearts are not prepared to receive Jesus. Individuals are, and this is also for ministerial duties as well, because a lot of people stop doing, and I've known people over the years that all of a sudden the Lord calls them, they're going out, they're doing the work, and like when the Lord has the parable about the wedding and he's inviting people, some people actually literally said that, oh, when my parents die, then I'll come back when I have, you know, a convenient time. I actually saw a preacher that I knew was called to preach, who was even moved to go into a college. He was invited by, he was part of our number. I baptized the guy, in fact. And he was part of our number, and somehow, some way, I guess a friend of his or somebody that was going to college said something to a professor, and they invited him to preach in front of everybody in this college, right? But there was a certain situation going on in his life that he had to stop doing. But because his father was involved in it, he decided to allow it to continue until his father died, and then he'll be more serious in his walk. And that's when it shut down for him. He literally left the church after that and everything. And so the Lord knew that, okay, so you've decided not to do it. Again, she says, individuals are tested and proved a length of time to see if they will sacrifice their idols and heed the counsel of the true witness. If any will not be purified through obeying the truth, and overcome their selfishness, their pride, and evil passions. The angels of God have the charge. They are joined to their idols. Let them alone. And they pass on to their work, leaving these with their sinful traits unsubdued to the control of evil angels. Think about that. Remember how Sister White came to be called a prophet? Those two men that were called before her decided not to do it. And so they were told, the angels were told, let them alone. They're joined to their idols. Sister White stepped up. Well, the Lord moved her. And so going on, those who come up to every point and stand every test and overcome, be the price what it may, have heeded the counsel of the true witness, capital T, capital W, true witness, and they will receive the latter rain and thus be fitted for translation. We are so close to the latter rain, we can actually feel it drizzling. But yet there's some in the church family. And there's many. I mean, we're all over the world now. There's some of you in this church family that are hearing me right now that know you're being called to go forth and do something for the Lord. And you're letting something stop you that shouldn't be stopping you. You know, even if it's your job, you know, you can do a 9-to-5 and do the work of the Lord too. I did it for 17 years. Paul did it. He was a tent maker and he preached the gospel. There's work for you to do. There's someone that he wants you to talk to. Today, in fact. And then finishing, she says, God proves his people in this world. This is the fitting up place to appear in his presence. Or as I like to call it, job interview. Because our entire life on this planet, we're just visiting here. I mean, seriously, this is not the meaning of life down here. The true meaning of life is never ending. Adam and Eve, you know, the Garden of Eden, we were never supposed to die. But they stepped off the path. And they abided in Satan. Even though it was just for a moment, they failed that test and had to be put aside, which caused the entire human race to be put aside, to be tested to see if they'll, you know, stay the course. So again, God proves his people in this world. This is a fitting up place to appear in his presence. Here in this world, in these last days, persons will show what power affects their hearts and controls their actions. And if you just, for example, those of us that make videos, and you know, there's some of us in the church family that do this, when you notice some of the bad comments you get from Seventh-day Adventists, now I expect it from the Catholics, and I expect it from all the other denominations out there, but I don't expect it from SDAs. Oh, Capernaum, who had the truth at one time, you shall be brought down to hell, just like the Lord stated. You know, there, because I can't believe the way they talk to people that are trying to warn them of danger. I mean, like I said, I understand from all the other fallen churches, all the other apostate churches, but they had the truth at one time, prophetically, doctrinally, the whole nine yards. And what a change that has been brought upon that church ever since 1888. Off the chart crazy changes. Really bad. And so she says, if it is the power of divine truth, let me backtrack a little bit. I'm going to reread this last paragraph. It says, God proves his people in this world. This is the fitting up place to appear in his presence. Here, in this world, in these last days, persons will show what power affects their heart and controls their actions. If it is the power of divine truth, it will lead to good works. It will elevate the receiver and make him noble-hearted and generous, like his divine Lord. But if evil angels control the heart, it will be seen in various ways. The fruit will be selfishness, covetousness, pride, and evil passions. Just read some of the comments that you get in your videos, or if you don't make videos, read some of the ones I get. And these are SDAs, calling me names, and they seem perfectly, it's acceptable to them to do it. And again, you expect it from the other religions because, or denominations, because they're literally in Babylon. Well, so is the Seventh-day Adventist church now. They are a sister, a daughter to fallen Babylon, just like Sister White and scriptures prophesied. And for anyone to say otherwise, you're not reading your Bibles, and you're definitely not reading Spirit of Prophecy. So I hope and pray that you were blessed by what was shared in this fellowship hour.